What is self? What is self? What is self? How y'all doing today? This episode 6, What is Self? With AC, I got my guest host today, Robbie Jules. You know what I mean? Go check her out. This sis, I've been doing great work with her, man. I used to cut hair with her back at New York Barber Lounge out there in Hayward, man. She's been doing big things. Her career booming. Great individual, great energy. Go ahead and say hi to him real quick.
Appreciate you, bruh.
Most definitely, man. We chilling today. We lounging. I want to introduce y'all, introduce the show. We want to let everybody know we got 420 listeners. You know, welcome today. We definitely breathing in the session, so just keep that in mind and be enthused. Everybody is a part of the culture. You know, the episode today is self-initiative. That's a really deep topic. You know, a lot of people don't think about it and really consider it sometimes, and we're gonna get deep into that. I just wanted to, you know, tell y'all what the topic was about. Last week's episode was about being self-made, and that was real cool. We was talking to Splash Gang, man. We got real in-depth about some old-school stuff. If y'all was talking about the paradigm, if y'all heard that episode, it was real, real deep. Go check that out if y'all didn't. Today, before we go deep into self-initiative, I want to talk about the self-fact of the day. The self-fact is, when uncertain, people look to others to decide what to do. And it kind of connects to what we're talking about today. It connects to self-initiative. Because self-initiative, right, you know, is something that you got to have.
Right, right.
And when you're talking about being uncertain, not knowing what you should do or if it's the right choice, you know, the fact is most people look to others. They look to see what others' behavior is. They check to see what others decide. And it's like social validation. That's what it's called.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What do you think? You know what I mean? Like they even got things where they talk about testimonials, and ratings are so powerful. Because, you know, you hear ratings from people that are like you or more relative to you over somebody that are experts, and right, you feel more strong about it.
Right.
Like, what do you think about that when it comes to initiative? Like, when people are uncertain, why does that happen? Why do people get caught up in, like...
Personally, I think it's more of unaware of who you are.
See, that's what it's about, self.
You feel me? Like, so, because when you easily to follow something, that's because you obviously don't have the ability to think for yourself.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And that's You're not where, confident in that.
Exactly. And to me, that's where the problem with people who look for validation, like, you don't have the confidence yourself to understand that you don't need the next person's opinion necessarily to make what you are doing okay.
Why is that though? Because we're in a time where it's like people it's a social frenzy where, you know, likes, you get likes on the gram, or, you know, likes on your Facebook, and that makes you feel popular, or that makes you feel, now now it's good, like you said, social validation.
Right.
Well, that's what the time we're in. So how do people shake that? Like, what's, you know?
I don't really know if we're in a stage where we can shake it right now. Like, it's...
Really?
I mean, certain strong-minded people.
Okay.
You know, strong-minded people. So there are certain individuals, like myself, I don't really care about... I just told you, I'm locked out of my Facebook. I'm even out of my Instagram. I don't know what's going on. I don't care to know what's going on. I haven't been active for about
two months.
Like, okay, I don't know. I don't care.
She got her followers up, right?
You know. Now, my business page, that's another thing.
Okay.
I am connected with my business page.
Okay.
And my business page is under Faded Jewels.
Faded Jewels. Okay.
Faded Jewels. Yes.
Okay, that's my... y'all go check that out. Spelled correctly how it sounds,
yep,
is a Z,
Z at the end.
Jules, yep, is a Z at the end. When y'all
still
check Robbie Jules, when y'all check Faded Jules, go check that out. It's a Z at the end of Jules. A lot of new hits coming on there. You know what I mean? She got cuts that's going crazy.
Right on, bro. Thank you.
No, most definitely. For sure. But we're going to get real back to it. Like,
The reason I said all of that is because I don't really care about the likes or the followers.
Right.
Now, my business is something different.
Right.
So... we're in a time right now where a lot of kids are being affected, and this is all they care about.
Man,
so that's why I said it's gonna be hard to kind of to shake this, because
the kids are the future.
Exactly.
And that's crazy. You know, I look at all the, I got kids that come get their hair cut, or, you know, I talk to these young guys and, you know, young kids, period. And the first thing when you talk about social media or any of that stuff, and they're like, how many followers you got, right? As they hit me with, how many followers you got? And I'm you know, I'm be honest, I don't have 1,000 followers. I'm not there yet, or I'm not, you know, I'm not necessarily going, that's not my ambition. To have followers. I want to definitely reach people. I want to definitely give people some knowledge or be able to give some good energy to somebody. You know what I mean? Right. But I'm not looking to be, you know, like, I don't know. You got to balance that. You got to make sure you know what you're doing with that. And because I ask these kids all the time, I say, you got, you know, they're like, I got 500 followers or I got 1,000 followers or something. They big to say that. And I'm like, well, can you get each one of those followers to send you a dollar right now?
Right.
And then they like, they face it like the emoji. They like,
right.
And I'm like,
then that was gonna be my next.
My point
statement.
Is,
what are you doing? But what is the reason?
What's the purpose?
Exactly.
Right. What are you doing? Is it? Are you? And it's not about the money. I want you guys to get that. Don't think I'm saying you need to be money hungry. People out here where it's like you need to just chase the dollar, make people pay you. No, I'm really saying, make your time worthwhile. Your time should be valuable. My time is very valuable. I got kids. I got a wife. I got things that
Absolutely.
I got to accomplish. I got dreams and goals. And for me to be able to give things to the people that I want to reach, I need resources. So at the same time, you got to put a structure together and have a goal. And people will respect that, right? When you present yourself and you have a product or you have a service or you're putting yourself out there and you got 20,000, whatever, for whatever, some of the followers.
Right.
I hope you got a reason for it.
Absolutely.
So, it's definitely a time where people are caught in that needing social approval, needing social validation. And, you know, people don't like to admit they're easily influenced by others. You know what I mean? They try to resist the impact, you know what I mean, from others' decisions. But I think ultimately it's like that numbers effect. If it's a lot of other people doing it, then it seems acceptable or it seems like it's the right thing or it seems like, you know, it feels more like that's what you should be doing. And you gotta make sure you don't get confused with that. Make sure you know what you want and that you're chasing it in the right route. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? Step by step. Now, really getting back into the main topic, self-initiative, that's really just having that leading action. You know, we're gonna define that. That's just having that readiness, that ability to cultivate a choice of your own will rather than need some instruction from somebody else.
Right.
And like, in your current position in life, where does that connection with self-initiative come in? Like, where you're at in life now, how do you feel self-initiative is being applied, or how you have to, you know, manifest this own will of choice every day?
Well,
because you got a lot going on, too, you know?
Yeah, I got a lot going on. So it's you get up and do it.
Get up and do it.
You just get up and do it. Like, all I know is to take the initiative, honestly. Like, example, when we was kids, no one to clean up the house. No one, mom was about to come home and go crazy.
Right.
Because she said, clean up before I get home.
Right. So you know.
I know. Okay.
It's just training.
It's 3:00. Ain't nobody doing nothing. So I will take
the initiative
to get up and start cleaning.
Because you don't want to hear that.
No.
You already know.
So now that I've taken the initiative, I go and yell at my siblings. Like, y'all gonna come help me, though.
Right.
But, you know, yeah. I do. That's where it begins. Like, you just have to know to do it without being told. I don't like being told what to do, first of all. That's
okay.
Why I take initiative, because I don't like
I don't
nobody.
Need, I don't like
don't,
that either.
Don't tell me
like
nothing. Don't tell me. I don't even
want
to tell me what to do.
I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I don't like.
I don't need anyone to dictate anything to me.
No.
I've always been, you know, comprehensive enough to understand the things that, you know, I need to do. And I don't need anyone telling me what to do. So I've always just taken the initiative to get it done.
Yeah, that's important, though. Because a lot of people don't have that initiative. And, you know, like, how important is it, though? Like, you feel me? In life, period, do you feel like initiative is to have to even...
It's very important. If you... Initiative equals hustle.
Mm. Right. Like...
Equals ambition.
Right. Right. Period.
So if you don't take the initiative to get up and do it, go and get it, then you're a bum.
Damn.
And I don't think there's too many other ways you can put it.
Damn. That's real, though. There's no in between. Because, like, I mean, if you don't have that ambition, that drive, you know what I mean, or that you don't want to do something on your own will. Well, I mean, like, what about people who... They got somebody that can, you know, push them all the time. Like, how far?
Okay, so there are people that need motivation. There are people that need motivation.
Right.
And for those people, when they get the right motivation, they usually become successful, you know.
But that's when they get it, though, right?
That's when they get it, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? But they got to count on that. Because it's not self, right?
It's not self.
So they got to count on that. Well, when you was going through your transformation, like, in life, what made you notice the difference between choosing to commit and being instructed? Like, what made you notice the difference? I mean, you kind of said it was your mom coming home, or was it really that, or was it something else that really showed you, like, I can choose things on my own, you know? I can make my own choices.
I mean, you know, as you grow up, you realize that. That's still it. As you grow up, you realize that you can make your own decisions, like, I think for myself, my early 20s was a lot of the times, like, my decision making wasn't necessarily the best, but I made decisions for myself.
Okay.
I think in my early 20s is when I start really...
That's real, though. That's real. That's probably the same thing for me. It took me some time to realize, like, all of this is really going to be up to me.
Right.
Like, it really does take me to make this go. Like,
right.
I keep, you know, because you go through life... And even, like you said, as younger, you know, you knew to take the initiative to clean the house. That's minor, though, like you said. That's
right.
Minor stuff. That's not your whole life. That's
right.
Not financial. That's not your health.
Right.
That's not,
right.
You know what I mean? And then you get to that point, and I think that was for me, because I had, you know, my mom. I'm not going to lie. I was definitely loved a lot, you know what I mean?
Right.
And she still loves
sure,
me a lot.
Sure.
She definitely does a lot for me. Definitely, whatever I, you know. If I asked her for some advice, or, you know, she's always been there in any resource that I was needing at the time, you know
right.
what I mean, at the ages. And so, but you saying that it took you your 20s, yeah, that took me a little while to really realize it's my choice, it's my own cognitive decision that's going to make career happen, life happen, love happen, happiness happen, financial.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's something that really pushed it over the edge for me. I think, you know, going through some of the troubling things in my life, I realized I gotta make a difference. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't depend on hoping me and my friends get it together.
Right.
Or hoping...
Yeah, I was about 25.
Yeah, you know?
When I start really realizing, like...
You gotta make a shift or something. Or you... got to make some move, you know what I mean? And what affected in your life once you began to take that initiative? Like, and how? What changed?
Shit, life changed.
How? Like, what in life changed?
I got in a better space. I got in a better space, like, career-wise, you know, that was different.
What were you doing before you realized that?
Shit. What everybody else does.
Think they got it going.
Right.
You thought you was doing something.
Absolutely. Looking back, though, I understand that I didn't. Right. And if I would have taken the initiative
sooner, right?
You know what I mean? If I'd have taken the initiative a little earlier with different decisions, you know, making different decisions.
That's right.
Things would have been a little faster. Like, yeah. But I don't regret anything.
That's part
it's
of life.
It's all learning.
Right. Do you maintain your initiative? Like, say you in a moment and you like, okay, I gotta make this move. You choose to change jobs, or you choose to add a career on, a side job or something. You're like, I'm going to take the initiative and go ahead and do this. And then it turns out to be something not what you know,
right,
what I mean?
it turns out
to be not a good decision. What do you do in that situation? Like, how do you keep your initiative? How do you keep that momentum? Knowing, I got to still make a choice. I still got to make a choice.
Right. Just knowing that we got to step out sometimes. Just knowing that you gotta make certain decisions to get certain results. You know what I mean? So, like, whether it is stepping in this a new environment, you know, or like you said, man, like, you just gotta. You can't be afraid. I think that's
somebody talked about fear on another episode.
That's a big part of it. Like, fear keeps a lot of people in certain boxes.
Right. It keeps them from like choosing or being like, I'm gonna go ahead and do this.
Right.
They think about it a lot, huh? It's like it's all in their head, but then no action because of fear.
Of fear.
Yeah. I understand that though. I've been there. I mean, we're human.
Right.
Everybody is human. That's the thing. I think some people look at other people. That's the truth. You're talking about these people that are dealing with the fear. I think some people who have the greater amount of fear, they look at some others who may be more accomplished in certain areas, or they may be looking or appearing that they're this person who doesn't deal with fear or something.
Right,
that's
right.
These people think.
Right.
At the end of the day, we're all human. You know what I mean? We all have to deal with that. And I was going to ask you, when it comes to initiative, like, what stops you from that? You know, what stops you? What hinders you from initiating? And I mean, you were talking about fear for other people. Is that one of the things that prevents you from
fear? Fear creeps in a little bit. Doubt, uncertainty, you know. But at the end of the day, for me, I just know that I got to step out on faith. I have nothing else left, like, you know. So stepping out on faith is going to work, or it's not going to work. But once I commit to something, me personally, if we're speaking personal, me, when I commit to something,
right,
it's going to work.
It's going to work?
It's going to work.
What if, so even if you got
it's going to work. It's
even
no,
if you got
it,
a plan B,
look,
plan
check it
C.
Out.
Even if you got a plan B, plan C,
you have to
it's
have
going
to
work.
You have to. You have right. to have your options, backup plans.
Most
but
definitely.
I'm the type of person, if I set out to do something, it's going to work.
And so how does that feel in the end when, like, you set out, you have that initiative, and then you achieve it? How does that feel? Because I think people need to think about that.
Rewarding, of course, you know, but
that makes you want to do it more, huh? Like, right?
Even myself.
The subconscious, probably.
Even myself. Once I get over the doubt, because if you have doubt, that means you have the fear.
I mean, because, like, one thing.
You know, so once I get past the doubt.
You a barber. You got your barber's license, right? And so
a lot of people talk about that. I have to cut you off. I'm sorry. But I kicked that idea around of becoming a barber for, like, 8 months. I kicked it around in my head. I said, you know, because, you know, Graham had said, I think we should be a barber. And I was like, I'm barbering.
Right. Yeah, well, why? You doubt, a little doubt.
A little doubt, you know what I'm saying? A little doubt.
That you was talking about that one.
I don't be no problem, bro. All right, I'm gonna buy some clippers. Hey, got my cousin, you know, cut him up. I didn't know what I was doing, but it came out okay. And I was like, shit. Yeah, man, good.
But you took the initiative to go buy some clippers.
I did.
You took the initiative.
I took the initiative, but there was doubt.
There was doubt.
There was fear.
Right.
I was like, I'm not. Yeah.
I don't know about this for real.
All right. Let me see. Okay, that wasn't bad.
Well,
and I don't have
no
knowledge of what I'm doing. Hmm. Let's go to school.
Right.
Let's go to school.
That's right. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Okay. Let's see what this is about. Let's go to school. You graduate. Oh, okay. Get your license. Oh, damn. I still couldn't cut that good, though. AC.
Okay, see?
I couldn't cut that good.
Now you still, so.
So here comes the doubt. Here comes the fear.
Because now you're in the shop.
Because now I'm in the real world.
You got a shop.
This is real now. It's rolling.
Man. Clients is there. They like, what's up? I'm ready. I need a
bro. Friend. It's rolling. I say, woof.
But you took all this initiative and you're there.
But here comes the doubt. Here comes the doubt. Here comes the doubt. Fades ain't really all clean.
Right. So you saying you just pushing through?
Fades, you know what I'm saying?
People don't understand that. So you're just pushing through. Even with the fear. Because some people let that doubt.
Almost gave up.
And that's what they do. There's a saying, it's like you don't realize how close you are to success when you quit.
And I feel like.
Because your cuts is butter.
Well, thank you, brother. And that's, you know, I do thank Kareem for sticking it out with me and allowing me to, you know.
Most definitely. Shout out Kareem. Most definitely.
For sure. But I had that doubt, you know? So I know about that doubt. And the doubt equals fear, you know? Fearing you're not going to do well.
Right.
Will keep a person from doing the greatest things.
Their truest
therefore, they never take the initiative to go and do it. They never put the self-motivation to go and do it.
That's scary to me. That's what I'm scared of. See, because you talk about fear. I dealt with fear a lot, and I still deal with it. Definitely.
Of course. We're human, so we're going to deal with it.
Putting this podcast out, you know, I wasn't like necessarily, but I think the doubt was more so. It was like, dang, people ain't going to really take this serious. They're not going to. You know, and I think that I didn't expect people to understand the value in my character or in that I was truly being genuine about wanting to bring some knowledge to everybody and just some positive energy and get y'all to think on your own. I'm not trying to, you know, like I say, every time I'm not a professional, I'm not an expert, but I'm just here talking life experience and I want to help people get on track and really focus and know that it's not just you out there. It's more than one person dealing with this. This is life. This is everybody's saga. You know, we got a different race, different marathon, but we all in the same chapters dealing with different things, you know. Now, when it comes to you saying it feels good and, you know, once you achieved it and you did all of that in barbering and so many other things, what kind of self-talk is expressed, like, when you initiate, when you're like, what do you say to yourself when you're like, I gotta go do something?
Honestly, for real, I don't be talking to myself.
Because I pump myself up.
I don't talk to myself when I gotta go do something.
Okay. So people don't do self-talk. That's cool.
I talk to God.
Okay,
I talk
see?
To God. I say,
so that's
God.
Okay, I'm listening.
I say, God, I need you to help me through this right now. You
real.
Know, like I know
I
that
to
I don't want to go and do this.
Right.
I don't want to.
Right.
But I have to. And I don't have a choice. So I need to grind this out to get to what I'm trying to do. So, but for me,
that's a good mentality, though. That's what you're supposed to do.
I talk to God and I ask Him to give me the strength that I need to get through what I'm trying to get to. Gotta go through it to get to it.
That's facts.
You know,
that's facts. That's big facts. And some people don't get that. You know, they don't get like the struggle is part of it. That's the part of it that if you don't get through that, then you'll never make it to the glory. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? You gotta suffer a little bit. It's called long suffering. You know what I mean? And we all deal with it on many levels. And it comes back in life. I think that's what you don't realize too. It's never a point where you just like it's all good.
Right.
You know, it's gonna go. It's really a roller coaster. Now, can you talk about a time when you knew the outcome would be determined by your initiative? You knew everything was based on you making this decision. You had to, if you don't, you know what I mean? And like, how did you feel? What did you do?
Everything depends on your actions, like everything. If it's like, I guess, chemistry, right? I failed chemistry.
I did too.
But bear with me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's something like a reaction, an action, and a reaction.
Cause
so
and effect, yeah.
Right, like easy. You have to. Everything is.
Do it or you don't have it.
That is it.
Do it or you don't have it.
Like, and I guess I don't really have a lot of ways to say that because. It's just been instilled in me since a little girl. Like, I was raised with granny, you know.
Okay. I had my grandma on my way.
I was raised with granny. And granny did it on her own, you know. Moms, unfortunately, was doing her things in the streets, you know.
Right.
So, but all my life, I just seen do it or it doesn't get done.
So it was in your eyes. And then
you know
we talked about that on another episode. If you've seen it.
I don't understand anything other than if you...
So y'all got to think about that when y'all raising y'all kids, too. That's what we were talking about on the episode, like, do it or it doesn't get done. You know that because you saw it.
Absolutely.
So y'all got to think about that when you're telling your kids or, you know, you're trying to tell your people,
you definitely got to lead by example.
Lead by example.
You have to.
You
have to see what it looks like.
You got to be on your schoolwork. You got to be on your books and stuff. And
how? You didn't graduate high school.
Right. You can't do that if you're not an example of it.
Not saying that what he's saying is wrong, but how is this project you serious?
Right, if you're not an example. So, like, in this society that we live in, this monkey see, monkey do, you know, society, but at the same time, I feel like it's a really interesting time because there's brilliant young people out there. It's a lot of young minds that's like, you know, not even just the Mark Zuckerbergs, not even just the, you know, these LinkedIn, all these different people that are doing all these little cool things. They come up with so much information.
Right.
And, I mean, it's like young sellers out there, too. I was looking at this young black girl. I can't think. She's in Cleveland or Detroit, I think. She's in Detroit. And... She used to sell candles or something. And now she's a millionaire or something, man. She's like a teenager, like 12, 13.
Oh, and for candles.
Like, yeah, but because it was, she just had this savviness about her ambition.
Right.
And that's what it came
she
down
to. She probably had
I can't even think of her name, man. I feel so bad right now because I can't think of her name. I would have shouted her out.
Absolutely.
But the point is, like I'm saying, we're in a time where there's so many people that are actually smart.
All you have to do is have a great idea, right?
Do you think we're losing sight of initiative, or you think we're in a time where people are gaining it? You know, because it's like, are people being awake? Which one is it? Like, are we losing sight? Because there's some people that are, like you said, caught up in that social media stuff. But then it's definitely a nice young amount of people that are
taking the initiative.
They're creating stuff. They are creators. Interesting times that we're going through and living in. What do you think is the main thing that's like keeping culture away from being focused on, you know what I mean? Like, what's getting us caught up? What's getting us distracted?
Probably drugs.
We in the high. There's a lot of drugs going on, man. And what is what kind of drugs? Like, because people, I mean, these young kids, they lean, what is it, they sip it in the cups and all that, right? And then they got the pills. That's real. That's real. So, because I mean, it ain't just fear.
I mean,
drugs need the fear.
I think
drugs need all types of shit. That's real. That's fucked up. Because for me, I always tell people music. Media.
Yeah, the media.
How impactful sometimes. Because people, I was just telling my wife, sometimes, like these young people, they won't be honest about it. But if you really like look at it, some of these guys and even girls, they living out the songs that they're listening to. Mm-hmm. Like they think that the songs are about them, and they're totally not living that life at all. And so you're confused.
Absolutely.
You're like confused out here.
Programming.
You're stuck. You're listening to all this, you know.
It's basically programming, you know.
For real. But I see it all the time. And so these people, but they talk, and then, I mean, some of these people got, you know, young people, they got great energy, whoever they are, right, they got great energy sometimes, and they might have a good talk game about goals or projections and stuff, and then you don't see no action.
Right.
You see them next year or something, and, you know, it's like, oh, the same thing is going on.
Right.
Like, you know, and it's like, that's because I think some of it comes from where they stuck at that music. They got they in their mindset. They just keeping up. They just keeping up with what's on the gram and TMZ.
That will probably be the biggest thing impact that holds the culture back.
And don't let me diss at DMZ. I'm not dissing TMZ. I'm just saying any of that kind of media stuff that'll have you lost where you
like,
just
like
you stuck in it. You committed to it. It could be a TV show. Some people watch Power too much, and I'm not I'm not dissing that. That's a great show.
Absolutely.
You gotta know what you're doing.
I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't
watched
been on
every
it.
Weekend.
I mean, you know what I mean?
I did.
Been here. My cousin still watches.
But I do know how to disconnect, bro. I understand that is not real life. That is somebody else's real life. That's not my real life.
Period.
You know what I mean?
Some people watching stuff or they living and they listening stuff and then they get in it. They don't realize, right? So my point is, you could be a guy or somebody who's listening to too much. All you listen to is trap music. That's
right.
It.
Right.
All you listen to is trap.
And now you think you're a dope dealer.
And so when you get right. So when you get to these different, you get to your job or you get to your girl's house or you get to your house and your girl or you with your kids or you certain places, you don't even realize your demeanor is all trap. You just like trapped out.
Right.
You go to the store, it lets you get into an altercation. You like, what, nigga? You
know, right.
And because the song said, like, what?
Right.
What?
Absolutely.
But you don't notice it because you in this whole zone.
Right. I think a while back when we were talking, you said something about your diet. And you're referring to not just your what you eat diet, but your mental diet,
exactly.
Your spiritual diet,
yeah.
You know, and I was like, that was hella deep. Because you have to be able to disconnect, you know, and you have to be able to watch what you feed your diet. And you don't want to have too much of anything.
No.
It's bad, right?
Right.
So
right.
You have to be able to balance your diet. And when you said it, I was like, that's exactly how you tell other people. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how you tell them. That's how you
that's
need
how
to
break it down. You need to get your diet right.
Right. Your
mental diet.
Your mental diet.
Right. Your mental diet.
And they're going to be like, what?
Right. Because filter what you're putting into your mind.
Absolutely.
Don't just accept any conversation, bullshit, music, or, you know, information. If you're listening to the, you know, I'm not saying the news is bad, but you got to just watch what you feeding your diet.
Right.
Even if you entertaining the wrong friends, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Absolutely.
At the end of the day, that's what your mind is going to be captivated and saturated by. You're going to be thinking about that all day.
Right.
You're going to be building on whatever you fill it with.
Right.
And so, you know, fill it with something that's healthy. I was just telling my son that last night. I said, the brain is a muscle, you know that, right? He's six, so he didn't, you know, I don't know. I didn't know if he really understood that concept. I said, the brain is a muscle. You know that, right? And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, it's a muscle. And he was like, oh. And I was like, so, like, you know, your arm, you know, if you, you know, if I use my arm a lot, what's it going to happen to it? He said, it's going to grow. And I said, so what you think you're going to do if you use your brain? He said, it's going to grow. I said, exactly. You need to grow your brain. Use it.
And that was right? Perfect analogy for him to connect with what you're saying. You know what I mean? And right now that is a perfect age. Six, he's a sponge.
He's a sponge. He's
so he will remember that phrase for the rest of his life.
Right.
He'll tell his kids that.
I gotta use my brain.
You have to use your brain.
So it can grow. It can get bigger.
So it can grow, bro.
Period.
That's what you tell your baby. You know what I mean? That's six. That's beautiful, man.
And that's what you gotta do because people don't realize if we're caught in this time where we don't be careful what we're bringing into our mind, what we're listening to, who we're talking to, what we're spending our time doing with our mind, even if it's just you're sitting there playing Fortnite or 2K for eight hours every day, every night or
every
something.
Day. Right.
That's a lot on your mind. Like, that's what you put your mind to.
You're not
producing anything. Be mindful of that, and that's where we're talking about initiative, and we bring that back to the connection because we're talking about initiative where you got to be mindful.
Right.
You got to think about what you're wasting your time doing, what you're spending your time doing, because time is the one thing that we can't get back, y'all. You know, we can spend money all day, we can go work and get it back. We can, you know, buy a new car, we can buy new clothes, but we can never get time back. And make sure your time is being worthwhile. Make sure you're using yourself as a resource to the people around you. And like in your household, how does that affect everything if your initiative is off? You know what I mean? Because you got a kid.
Thankfully, if I'm slipping, my partner's got me, my wifey's on duty.
Right.
But how reliable would that be? You know?
Right.
How fair would that be for me to just not, you know, take the initiative to handle things or lose my drive or, you know what I mean? How fair would that be to put stress on the relationship just because I can't do my part?
Right.
You know?
For real.
So
what about even like as a parent? Like if you, because I'm dealing with that as a parent right now. So for example, perfect example, right? My son I and my daughter, they in the Oakland public school system. I absolutely hate that shit.
I hate
the Oakland public school system right now. All these charter schools and all this stuff going on, I'm not jiggy with it. This is not how I grew up. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I grew up elementary school. I was in Catholic school for a lot of years.
Right.
My mom and my grandma, they was serious about that. They weren't playing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I got privileged. So I'll be honest. I got some of the best education. They was real strict in there. They wasn't with none of that.
Yeah.
I was a class clown, but they wasn't with the BS. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And so I learned a lot about structure and discipline. A lot of detention and all that kind of stuff. I had a lot of lines written, cursive. You know, I was in trouble a lot. Sitting out, recess, took in all that kind of stuff. Writing book reports, essays. And so my kids, though, they go to these charters, this school they at, man, they don't have no structure at their school.
It's like a public school.
But I, as a parent, know that I'm teacher number one.
Right, absolutely.
So at my house, we got a whiteboard. I got a whiteboard. And I, you know, I can erase and, you know, dry erase board. I'll be putting lessons on there. They got stuff of African proverb on there right now.
Right.
I do that every day, or I give them, and they go to every day. Since so my daughter is a little slacking in some of her reading sometime, my son, he doesn't understand some of the concepts that they're showing him because they're not really teaching it to them. They got these new concepts, like they're having kids use paper clips to measure things now. It's crazy. I'm like, what? Why don't they give you the little paper ruler?
Right.
And he was like, they gave me a paper clip and they said measure. I was like, what do you measure? How do you measure with a paper clip?
There is no numbers. There's, there are no...
The paper clip is nothing. What is the paper clip, right? And I was confused, man. I was so upset. And then they teaching him how to add stuff up. Instead of teaching you the numbers on top of each other, they teaching him to you know, put circles on a piece of paper. If you're adding 7 and 80 and 67, he's supposed to draw 7 circles and then 67 circles and then count all that
67
up.
Circles.
Whatever he's adding up, he's supposed to draw the symbols. That's what he's supposed to do. And I'm like, I mean, mind you, he's only 6, right? But I say, why don't y'all just teach him traditional math where he's right. put the number there and there and there. And then, because he gets it when I teach it to him. Absolutely. He gets right. it. And so that makes sense. I took the initiative. So for you as a parent, that's what I be telling people. You got to think that you got to remember that's the initiative. It's important in your household, as a parent, in your relationship. If there's something in your relationship, what do you do in your relationship? Because, you know, people been really waiting to get, you know, a female perspective on, and I'm really happy that the listeners have been keeping up with me. I appreciate y'all for checking us out and staying tuned every week. And just been, you know, sharing it with people and all that. Please, please keep doing that. Keep giving me your feedback. But I wanted to talk because we haven't had a female perspective and everybody's been asking. And we're going to have more coming on. But I wanted to know in your relationship, like, when there's something that, whatever it is, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, sexual, financial, just conversation, communication. When something's, we can just say keep it on communication. If it's something that's not being satisfied, like y'all not meeting eye to eye on something, where does initiative come into play? We can even make it a scenario where most people want to play like it's not their fault. Say, we're gonna say it's her fault. She doing something, and she really, it's really her turn to, you know, do something right or something, communication-wise. How does initiative come into play on your part if, you know, you really want the situation to work out? Because sometimes we know the partner, dealing with a partner, you know, you love your partner, right? Sometimes partners absolutely. Are stubborn. Sometimes partners are stubborn.
Oh, for sure.
I'm stubborn, and my girl is stubborn. We all stubborn different ways, right?
Right.
That's the facts.
Facts. And I think...
Because initiative gets deep. We can talk about it in so many ways.
I think it's not necessarily with that more. It's more so really letting down your ego, letting down all guards. When it comes to that, to make shit right, it's like you just have to not, if you want it to work, like you said, you just and I'm assuming that means no arguing,
right?
No questions, no none of that, right?
Or smooth talking, at least. Back to, can we, you know, even if we don't completely right. agree,
it's a lot of letting your ego down.
That's like, still initiative, though, because you took the initiative to do that to yourself.
Right. You're right. But
because people can't do that sometimes. They like, no, they gotta. They gotta get that right.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah, right.
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
That's what people say. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't even do nothing. It wasn't me.
And that's where I say.
Why I gotta change? It wasn't me.
If you just want to smooth it.
Do you love this person?
And that's ultimately what it comes down to, you know. That's what you ask yourself. So you put your pride to the side, you let your ego all the way down, and that's the only way that works, actually.
How does it feel when you achieve it, it's successful, when it works? When, like, you know.
Well, let you again, down, again. Now you feel good. You feel good.
That's scary though. It's frustrating. You like
it's frustrating.
Especially with your lover, you're like, oh my god.
Right.
Don't let it be a repetitive thing. Like, oh my god, this. Like, she always doing this. Oh my god, I can't stand she do this.
And sometimes you don't have to. Let me get something straight, y'all. Sometimes you don't have to submit. You can reason and then take a breather.
What? You know what does that mean? You can reason. What is reasoning? How do we do that? I want to reason. I want to learn this. I'm learning right now. Hold up.
I mean,
I'm trying to figure something out.
And for me,
she's going to be like, where you get this from?
I'm a chick. I'm a chick, but I'm not in a chick. In a relationship with a dude. I'm in a relationship with a female.
For us, it
might be a little different. You know what I mean?
But what's reasoning, though? Because there's still people out there that can feel you. So what's reasoning?
Like, all right, like...
And then I can like take from that and figure out how I can reason anyway. I'm going to just figure out how I can reason. I just want to know what you mean. Like.
For me, what I've been doing is I say, okay, you're mad right now, right? And I'm going to let you stay mad right now. Okay? Because you're entitled to be mad right now. And I'm entitled to let you be staying mad because I'm a little pissed off too, right? So, right now, I am just going to go take a breather. And when I come back, I probably won't be angry anymore. So then I'll be able to let my ego down. And so, because you don't always have to just do it right away.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But like, you kind of got to get to it, though.
You
at
do.
At some point. You gotta,
I mean.
If you want it to work, right?
You do. And sometimes she'll let her ego down.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say that.
Sometimes.
Probably
she
because
will let her ego
done it,
down.
Though.
Right. And it's like, well.
It's reciprocal.
Look, of course. Now, it's not like you're always wrong, like, or we're always wrong, or you know what I'm saying?
My lady does the same thing. Sometimes she surprises me, and she'll be like, I'm sorry.
And right. I'm like, oh. And it has to go both ways for it to work. It has to be reciprocated for it to work.
Got to initiate, y'all. You got to initiate. You got to be willing to say, I apologize. You got to be willing to say, I don't want to argue about this. I just want to chill out and have a night, you know. I just want to, let me get some air. Can we not argue? Throw your hands up, you know? Whatever you got to do, because... And then even if it's not that, like, going on to another... Even if it's y'all not talking enough or something you feel like something's
right.
not being addressed,
right?
Maybe you got to initiate it.
Right,
or
right.
you feel like... Because I've been dealing with something I didn't any in my past, you know, and not, I'm talking about in my relationship that I'm with now, but I'm talking about in our past other relationship. There was times where... There might have been things that I feel like she wasn't paying attention to, and I was trying to bring it to attention, and it would frustrate me, and I'd be like, dang, I done tried to say it, you know?
Right.
But she, and I'm like, this the third time, man, and she ain't really catching on, and I'm like, man, forget it. But then,
all right.
I'm like, well, how am I going?
It's not going to work because she's not paying attention.
And so if I just say F it, then how is it ever going to get brought up? Or she's ever never going to make that connection.
Right.
So I said, I got to rethink it. Let me get more creative. And let me just talk to her. You know, like, babe, you know, I really been trying to bring something to your attention. And I feel like you haven't been really, you know, hearing me on it. And I just said it kind of directly. You got to initiate, y'all. You got to initiate that with your friends. You got to initiate that with your loved ones. And even, you know, I got family members and things like that. We thinking about all things in life, right? If you want something, you got to initiate. You got to initiate, right? Because there's people that you may be disconnected from. It may be a dream that you really wish you was doing, a hobby that you wish you was doing, or something that you are a distance from because you're not working too much. Or, you know, you got kids. That happens to a lot of us. I got kids, too. I got two beautiful kids. And I would never, ever say that my kids stop me from my dreams. I would never, because I want my kids to know that I'm doing my dreams regardless. And I want them to see it, you know, because they're going to know.
Of course.
They're my motivation for my dreams.
Of course.
You got to change your perspective, y'all. Think about initiative. Think about growth. Think about what you're going to do today. That's going to help you initiate, you know. Get some of this stuff written down, right, for yourself. Write down what you want to initiate. What are things that you're going to start working on, and then take action. You got to execute. That's a big word for me in 2020. Execution. You know what I mean? I got to do the stuff. I can't just be talking about it.
Of course.
Do it. What's that old movie? Starts to get ahead. She's do it. Do it. Right, do it. You know what I mean? I just wanted to encourage y'all to do that, man. We had a lot of good things that we was thinking about and talked about. We got deep talking about initiation. I want to really get another chance to let Robbie Jules talk about herself. Do you want to give anybody any information about, you know, your career or your, you know, what you have as an artist and creator? You know what I mean? What you want to tell the people before we let them go out there?
Yeah, y'all could just get at me at the Faded Jewels on the Instagram. That's my barber page. I've been posting a lot more recently, y'all, so bear with me.
Check her out.
Yeah, check me out. Looking to get my merch going later this summer, so I'll holler back. I'll holler back about that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know,
out there.
Yeah, man. Just I'm appreciative that you let me spit with you tonight.
Most definitely. And we just glad y'all came back to listen. We're going to have more coming on What Is Shelf next week, man. Y'all stay tuned. I appreciate y'all rapping with us, man. It was a good one. Stay tuned.